Yo. Welcome to another exciting episode of Bunk Eye's Corner. I'm your host, Bunk Eye. This is episode 37. So, it is Friday night, the eve of Memorial Day weekend. So, wish everybody a happy holiday. And, you know, basically tonight we're going to be talking about the latest controversy. That is, Super Street Fighter 4 AE has some rather severe DRM restrictions that a lot of people are not happy about. The good news is that Chris Vinson has opened it up to the forum. If you go on SRK.com, there's a link to the forum, and then people have been posting their ideas. And I spent actually a good part of my lunch at work today reading through the replies about how the best way to go about it. And first of all, I guess the first thing I want to say is that I have no problems with Capcom wanting to protect their intellectual property from pirates, because pirates do cost them money. Is it as much as, you know, people say it is? Probably not. But you cannot fault Capcom for taking action to prevent its property from being pirated, because really that's what's expected. A lot of people are not thinking of this in a business sense. If they did not release any DRM whatsoever, what would their shareholders, who do look at the same reports that, you know, that the company execs, okay, we were the number two most downloaded, most pirated software on the, you know, on the PC charts, and you didn't do anything to stop it? What, are you incompetent? You gotta look at the big picture. I mean, there's a lot of people don't understand. There's a lot of accountability around when you're running a big company, and a company, especially in a niche market where you're trying to, you know, regain some market share after being vacant for so long. I mean, you got to think of it from a business point of view. With that being said, no, I do not agree with the DRM restrictions. I think they go way too far. And so I have been reading through the replies on the forum, and there have been some good ideas, and there has been some incredibly bad ones. There are some people that refuse to compromise. The key word is, yes, we do need to compromise. We need for Capcom to be able to do what they need to do to protect themselves, but at the same time, doing so without hurting legitimate customers. So I'm going to just pitch this out there. Sven or Seth Killian or anyone out there that happens to listen to this podcast, my idea is this. There should be no DRM restrictions on offline play. The reason why I say this is because we are charging, or I should say not we, Capcom is charging $40 for this game, the same as for console. And just because the platform happens to be an easier platform to pirate, there should not be any restrictions on the offline mode. Because on the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360, you can play the offline modes to your heart's content without ever being connected to the internet. And I don't think it is fair to limit that just because the platform it's available on has a high rate of piracy. I think that if you are going this route, if Capcom is going this route with the DRM, you're going to run into some really angry customers, because there may be customers who maybe they have limited internet access. It may not be very many that don't have none, but there might be those who have limited internet access, or like my mom used to have with her DSL, access that cuts out almost all the time and have downtime for hours at a time. Think about what's all the severe weather that's happening in the Midwest. I'm sure that the power is not the only thing that's affected. I'm sure people's internet are affected too. So I don't believe in any DRM restrictions at all on the offline play. Now, as the online play, yes, I have no problems, and I will do the same thing. I would definitely require an online activation. And there should be some type of check in place where every time you log in online, it verifies that you're a legitimate user. I have no issues with that. Now here's the thing. As people have said in the thread, you know, Games for Windows Live, Steam, what have you, they all been hacked. Every single DRM effort has been exposed, has been able to be circumvented in some type of way. So I agree with the few people that are saying, well, you shouldn't really be focusing on the pirates, because they're going to be able to circumvent the protection, any protection you put on there. Because it's my firm belief that there's nothing that man can invent that another one can't figure out given enough time and tenacity. And you definitely don't want to punish the legitimate users because of that. And really think about it. Capcom does not stand to lose a lot by having a fully functional offline mode. Because even if they pirate that, this game is not really enjoyed to its fullest on offline mode. The whole point of a fighting game is that you have a partner that you're fighting against. And I don't see a whole lot of people. I'm sure there's some people, but by and large, there's not going to be a whole lot of people. There's two people using a laptop or computer playing against each other. No, that's what consoles are for. Most of these people will want to practice offline, and then they want to go online to face some competition. So by limiting the DRM to just the online aspect, I think that it is fine. It's fine. I don't think that Capcom stands to lose a lot by allowing people to have total offline access. Now, if you are not authenticated, along with not being able to go online, obviously, I don't think that you should be able to get any of the online features. I don't think you should be able to view replays and all of the stuff the online features that comes with AE. You shouldn't have access to any of that. I believe in preserving the integrity of that. If you are not authenticated, you should not be able to save online as far as like your scores, your wins, your losses. None of that should be able to be saved online for obvious reasons. So all of that should be protected. And I certainly don't mind, you know, people do that. And if people want to create their own lands, let them. It doesn't hurt you any. That's what I said, you know, there's nothing you can do to stop piracy. But there's definitely stuff that you can do to anger the legitimate buyers and even dig yourself into a further hole. So I think that as far as the DRM is concerned, take the DRM off the offline and just put it totally on online. And I think that, you know, I mean, every time you start up, if you authenticate that you are, you know, that you have a valid account with Windows Live or what have you, and no one else is using that account and so forth and so on, and whatever key is tied to that, and you know, I mean, do whatever you need to do. I'm not an expert in that department, but do whatever you need to do to make sure that only that person is going to be using that online ID, and you know, on you know that and that. You know, it's rather interesting. Maybe someone out there can explain to me this later. But why don't you see? It's hard, as you guys know, It's hard to pirate Windows, especially concerned, especially when you consider how easy it was to pirate Windows back in the day with Windows 98 or Windows 2000. But with starting with XP, it's gotten a lot harder because that key can only be used once. Now, they've gotten around that by using double keys, like keys that are like or server keys where it does not it allow multiple uses because this is given to a OEM. You know, that I mean, I have a Hackvista that's like that. It may the operating system and Microsoft Online thinks that it's a Dell computer. But it's not. That's my computer. It's a custom computer. But it's actually fairly successful. You can still hack Windows. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's not unhackable. I'm sure you can hack where you can have it restart the activation time and all of that. But really, I mean, by and large, it really, I'm sure that the piracy rate is a lot lower on Windows, beginning with Windows XP up to Windows 7 than it was with Windows, 95, 98. Well, at that time, piracy wasn't much of an issue, but definitely with Windows XP and other things. So, because the reason why is because I guess there's a unique hash code that is generated using the components of your computer, the hardware components. And so that hash code is tied to your serial key. Now, if you change one or two, it's fine. If you change your hard drive out, it's not automatically going to say, "Oh, great, you got an invalid Windows installation." It knows that it allows some room for that, and I think that's a good idea. So, just an idea that I thought that might work. But again, I'm not an expert in that point, but I just noticed that was actually a pretty ingenious way that Microsoft has dealt with the piracy problem with Windows. Let me try to think here. But yeah, I really, really, really just don't think that the way to go about it is as it says. I really do think that Capcom needs to redo, and I saw some ideas that were really a little bit out there. For example, question 4 really dealt around, if we release a patch that removes the DRM from the single player portion of the game, and if a crack is released, would that be acceptable? But still, I don't like that idea because in a sense you're still punishing legitimate users. Now the legitimate users say, okay, now I gotta wait for a crack to come out for them to take. I don't think that's the right way to go. I just think that they should just go ahead and remove it completely, the restrictions off the offline. But the online, they can't do anything with it. They can't save to the leaderboards, everything that cost Street Fighter 4. I know it was pirated, but there's really nothing you can do. There's really nothing you can do because I think that there's a part where you can go too far and you start to alienate your legitimate customers. And you definitely don't want to do that. Because a pirate is going to pirate, and here's another thing though is that there is no studies out there because people have said it, readily admitted that they do pirate, but it leads them to purchases down the road. So there is something to be said about that. Of course, no one knows that. That's not something that's being tracked from a numbers point of view. But I really did think that, people are undecided. A lot of people do download crack games, play it, and say, hey, this game is great. Let me go out and buy it. Because, I honestly think that is a great idea. I mean, in a sense, what I'm saying is, I think that's a good thing for the consumer, because I don't think it's fair that a consumer is like an all or nothing. You buy this game, if you like it, okay, great. If you don't, okay, you're stuck with it. Okay, I just paid $60 for this thing. I mean, in most instances, you know, there is a return. I mean, some places you buy from will allow you to return, but not for your money back. Now, you want to exchange it for something else, but what if you don't want to exchange it for something else? I mean, there's risk in it for the consumer, too. So, I don't know. You guys let me know. You know, go on alphaism.com and then just on the comment section for episode 37. Let me know what you think. Because I really think that the answer is simple. Just take off the DRM restrictions for offline play, because it really wouldn't make much difference. Most people buying this game are not buying it for the single online play anyway. No one's buying it for the training mode. No one's buying it for the versus mode. No one's buying it for the arcade mode. The most people are buying it for the online mode. That's where it's really going to make a difference. And I think that's what they need to focus their attention to. And I don't mind them using DRM restrictions on their online play. I think that is the core of the purchase for the product and the reason people buy that product. And I have no problems with Capcom wanting to protect their investment and for that particular area. And again, if you haven't authenticated, then or you fail the authentication, then I think that you should not be allowed to not just play online, but you should not be allowed to do anything online related. I will even go as far as to say you're not even able to download. You're not even able to purchase costumes. You're not able to, and again, not view replays. You know, and you definitely can't save online to the leaderboard for whatever you've been doing. I think that's all. You forfeit all of that if you don't authenticate. And I guess it's very possible that I'm not thinking of something here, but if someone has a different point of view of why my idea is not a great idea, then I would love to hear it. But some of the other ideas of, releasing a patch to remove the DRM, if a crack is released, I think that's nothing, because all you're doing is you're shackling. Now you're kind of shackling your legitimate customers to what pirates will do. That's not good. I will say this. I am also, I think that's a good idea to remove the DRM restriction from the, even on the online part, after a year. And I really do think, that's a great idea. I think that, I'm not really scared that, Capcom is going to disappear tomorrow, or anything like that, but it's certainly possible. Companies fall every day. So, completely removing the DRM restriction, after a year or something like that, I think that they've already exhausted whatever profits they're going to make off the game, and then at that point, I don't think it's just, because really, I'm assuming that right now that Capcom is probably in the concept stage for the next Street Fighter game, the Street Fighter 5 or whatever they want to call it, I just think that, in short, I really think that DRM is fine as long as it's not punish the legitimate customers. That's just so. You know, that's just that's really the long and short of that. Mom, just looking through here, just seeing if there's anything else that I failed to hit on, you know, and I mean, and I honestly be honest with you, I never used Steam before, but a lot of people like the way that like Steam, and they like because Steam apparently has DRM as well, but it's not nearly as severe as the what Capcom has proposed. And also something that's been said is that is good to keep in mind. You know, this may not be up to Capcom totally. You know, since Microsoft stands to make some money from this, they may impose some that there has to be some restrictions of type. There has to be measures taken to make sure that the game is not easily pirated. I mean, at least. You know, for the people that don't know what they're doing. They know like everybody else, they're going to be the nerds out there that will be able to find a way of doing it, but they just want to make sure that the masses don't know how to do it or make it hard enough for them not to bother. Speaking of that, you know, AE, we're less than 2 weeks away from well, Neocan, it could definitely be Microsoft's decision because Microsoft is providing the infrastructure for right, but you know, but everything is a little bit different. Every company is a little bit different. But since they're providing the infrastructure, and I'm just saying is that it may not all be up to Capcom's decision. And even Sven speaking, I mean, it may not be up to him. I mean, he's taking it back to the higher ups. I mean, it may not be a decision that he can fully make too, fully reverse, if even if he agrees with the sentiment that people are saying. Well, we'll see. We'll see. But you know, right now there is right now Microsoft and Microsoft and Capcom are under a contract, so we don't know what the specificity of that contract. And you know, so it is quite possible that it is up to Capcom, but it's also possible it may not be 100% up to Capcom because both Microsoft and Capcom. You know, stand the profit from this, and I'm sure that they really want to, you know, to do everything they can to make sure that every single person playing online is playing a legitimate copy of the game. What else is on the agenda? Oh yes, yeah, so I got some good news. I talked to Justin a couple of days ago, and we have agreed that. June 7th, which is the launch of AE, we are going to do an Alphaism AE lobby, which featuring Justin. And now this lobby will not be open to the public. It will be invite only. I am going to do my best to get other notables on there, and as room becomes available, I will try, maybe I will, you know, get some people out there and get an opportunity for them to come in and, you know, face off against Justin and everything. But for the AE lobby, I really wanted to be filled with people that play the game, you know, because I really wanted to be some good play there. I'm going to try to get the word out there and see who we can get on there. You know, I like to try to see if I can get, you know, Valle out there and Combo Fiend and, yeah, not Combo Fiend. I mean, what, Combo Fiend? Yeah, Combo Fiend plays Street Fighter 4. What am I talking about? Yeah, I mean, try to get some heavy hitters. And who knows, I might even join in. So you guys can watch me get destroyed. Get positively destroyed. And, in AE. I'm thinking about learning Oni and learning Sakura. As you can tell, I'm a Shotoholic. So, Yeah, however, I see what you're saying, Neo Ken. I'm actually past it. I mean, I think I already exhausted that particular part of it. Well, whether it's not, we hope it's all Capcom's decision. If it is, great. So. But I don't agree with 15 to 39 characters. I don't think that's really any better than just not making the playable experience at all. You know, I think that if someone's paying $40 for the same game for this game, then they should have the same rights as someone who is buying it for the PlayStation 3 or Xbox 360. Because the one thing that you got to keep in mind, though, is just because, you know, it might look like that, you know, Capcom is, you know, saying, hey, you know, we're because the reason why they're putting 15 of 39 is that they're trying to get people to play online. You know, that's the whole point of the game, the whole point of this. They want people to play online almost exclusively with this game. And my argument is that they will play online. All the people that are buying this game, they're gonna play. You know, most of them are gonna play online anyway. So I think that the restriction is just not needed. But anyway, going back to the AE party. Yeah, so I'm gonna try to get some heavy hitters on there. You know, and we'll have some fun. At that point. We'll probably be able to probably need to also talk about a couple other things that night. I was thinking that night we'll probably have the official reveal of the new Nintendo console. It's rather interesting because obviously it hasn't been revealed yet, so we actually don't know what Capcom has in store for the new console. I assume that they've seen it. And, you know, with Street Fighter 4 selling as well as it did, I'm sure that it's gotten their, you know, that's gotten Nintendo's eye. So we'll see what happens there, because I was always thinking that, that considering this launch to be, the launch window supposedly be, you know, spring 2012, and I think around that point, you know, Street Fighter versus Tekken will be finishing up, it might make a great launch title for the new Nintendo console. It's just interesting though, because to my knowledge, no Street Fighter of any kind have ever been a launch title for any of the consoles. The last game that I remember being a launch title for a console, a fighting game, correct me if I'm wrong, PlayStation 1 had a couple. Mortal Kombat 3, I believe, was a launch title. And, of course, it had the Battle Arena Toshinden. That was, like, included with the system, but for a third party, World Combat 3, and then in that November, I believe that Tekken 1 was available. So, yeah, and that was, of course, back in 1995-ish, yeah. Can't hardly believe that was almost 16 years ago. So, alright, so moving on. Some updates. So, yeah, everything is going okay with me. I will have a new boss sometime next week, and I have a good idea who's going to be. And she's good. She's been with the company a very long time, and she's nice, but you know, she definitely had her experience shows, and she definitely has some sees things that I didn't see, and it really showed that she is qualified for the position. So, I expect an announcement soon. What is this? Okay, apparently. Let's see here. What's this? Oh my gosh. Ads everywhere. Interesting, the Marines is commercial for a fighting game. For those of you that are wondering why I'm watching Mortal Kombat classic character skins, I want to see what this is about. The Other Room Studios. Okay, get to the part. Oh, that's nice.
You will learn respect.
This fight will be your last.
This will be easy. Let us dance.
We are many. You are but one.
Oh. That's actually pretty cool. But it's only showing the ninjas. The ninjas and the girls. That's nice, but what about Raiden? And, well, he just hasn't really changed, has it? I guess. Okay. That's actually pretty cool. I thought that this was going to be... Honestly, I really thought that Mortal Kombat 9 would include the original 3. I thought that would be an eventual DLC. I should say that I guess the original 3.5. Mortal Kombat 1, 2, 3, and Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3. Because those are the classics the game is based on, so... But those classic outfits, that's pretty cool. Capcom has been hit and miss with their alternate downloadable costumes. For example, I really don't care for... Like, I don't think that Oni's is pretty interesting. But then it's like some, like, I think like the ones for Cammy, like with the bison outfit, I think that's pretty cool. I think like Sakura obviously is pretty cool. Rose is pretty cool. You know, it's just, I mean, I would love, I really do think that custom costumes, they should definitely be a submission process. And if you win, you know, your name will appear in the credits or something. I don't know. You know, just make it cool. You know. I really do believe that Capcom really needs to look at that, you know. Because I saw some really neat ones in Vanilla, obviously, and now with AE, I really cannot wait to what they do, you know, to see what they do with and see what some interesting costumes would be. I mean, really, they should get something. I mean, I was just thinking, what's something cool they can get? I mean, I would say is, if they, for the people, who, if theirs is used, I think they should get a copy of Street Fighter X Tekken for free. I think that's a really nice, that's a cool prize. Cowboy Ken, I'm going to tell you something. They put in there that was a troll outfit. You know why? Because no one wants to get beaten up in a pink cowboy suit worn by Ken. That would be just the ultimate humiliation. I really do think so. That would just be the ultimate humiliation. So I really do believe that I was put in there just to, you know, just to troll with you guys, mess with you guys' head. I knew it won't be long before someone mentions to do something about the female anatomy to exaggerate it even further. You know, I don't think they're going to do that. I think that might raise too many eyebrows. You know, I mean, if you just want to watch porn, go watch porn. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, there's definitely. It's not surprising that, you know, that Dead or Alive Dimensions got banned in Sweden. I mean, Sweden is a very, very conservative country, and just doesn't surprise me one bit. T-Burnout, I think that argument about them being underage, I think it's a ridiculous argument to use, because they're all the same age, real roughly, which is probably a year or two old when the spice were first created, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, now you can make the case that, you know, this content is being banned because it features ladies that look very much like underage girls and therefore might be offensive and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, I mean, that's something. But I don't think they can win on the argument that, yeah, these ladies, these are not real people, so to assign them in ages. So, what are you guys doing this Memorial Day weekend? So, you know what? Speaking of AE, this game is less than 2 weeks from release, and we have not heard. We haven't heard anything about any type of Fight Club. There must be some announcements coming up after the holiday. Because I would assume there'll at least be a Fight Club downhill? No. No. I think AE will be more balanced than people think. And really, in my view, this is just my view, it's of course wrong. Because a lot of my views are wrong. But in my view, just because Super was balanced, people still lost interest in it rather quickly. You know, and I think that a balanced game does not necessarily mean that the game is going to be played more or going to be looked upon as a better game in the long run. I mean, the Yun army will come. Yeah, the Yun army will come. I mean, but you know what? Yun is not brain dead. You know, because I mean, I'm looking at the top players, like in Japan, but there were top players before they started playing Yun. You know, I mean, so. Yeah, that definitely some cheap aspects to him. There is no doubt about that. I think his up kicks go way too far, and it's too hard to punish on whiff for the opponent. You know, I think that having plus frames on his EX lunge punch is ridiculous. You know, stuff like that. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I really think that at the beginning of every game's life, there's always an army. I mean, there's always an army, and eventually the game will get filled out. I mean, the game has 39 characters, almost 40 characters. But people obviously gravitate to the characters that gives them the most chance of winning. But I always believe that people love to be that will love, especially after last year. There's going to be a lot of people that love to be this year's, what's his name? Gamer B. They want to make a splash using a character that was perceived as being non-tournament viable. You know, I mean, I feel that it's always going to be the specialists out there that like to be different. And but there was an army. Well, okay. So, what was the army in Street Fighter 4? Well, there was an army of Sagats. You know, I mean, what was the army in Super Street Fighter 4? Well, I saw more Ryu and Guile than I ever wanted to see. You know, so, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be Yun and there's going to be Yang, but you know what? But I really think that, yes. Yes, he is. He's definitely Sagat. Vanilla Sagat is definitely, I would say, not just as good, probably better, just because of the fact of that Yun can't kill you. You know, can't take 60% of your life in one combo. He has definitely some nice things that he can do, but he can't take 60% of your life in one combo, though. I mean, yeah, if he uses the Guinea J, whatever, the Gay Jin or whatever. Yeah, but it's not brain dead though. It's not brain dead though. I mean, from what I hear, he has good stuff and he has good shenanigans. But it's not as if, no, I don't, because the good player is saying that he's really good, but beatable. And really, the thing about it, though, is that this game, for all intents and purposes, have only been out for 5 months. Are you really telling me that they really explored all you know, for with a game of this size where they figured out, okay, there's nothing you can do about it. I just don't buy it. I mean, I just don't. That would be funny. Amarillo, guys, think about this. He's right. I think it'd be pretty cool. He was saying that for PC, people will find a way to make Shin Akuma and Shin Goku playable. Shin Akuma, I wouldn't care much about, because really the only thing about him is, of course, the double air fireball, and that his walk speed is a whole lot faster, you know. But Shin Goku will be probably a real interesting character to play, you know. Armor on his palm strike, you know, fireballs with no recovery at all, and he can combo in, you know, he can combo them over and over and over again in the corner. I mean, I think he'd be be a pretty fun, you know, the character to be, you know, BS around with, you know, because, oh, well, yeah, he's broken. I mean, I was going to try to make the argument that Shin Goku is not broken, but he is. Even rhymes. Goku is broken. Because the fireball having no recovery makes it. And on top, hits twice without charge. Hits twice, goes full screen, is a big fireball, and no recovery. Yeah. By the way, was Shin Goku. I can't remember. Can he still shoot his fireballs at an angle? I can't remember it'd be really interesting to see I think he can. Yeah, okay. At the upper angle. I was just trying to remember if he could still. But yeah, he's pretty. He's pretty, pretty silly. But, yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. People will find a way to deal with him. I'm really confident in that. It's rather interesting, man. It's, you know, probably the most interesting thing about AE, what I've seen over the past 5 months, is that even with the buffs that they gave Hakan, he still is getting no play. Almost no play. T-Hawk is way, way more. Actually, T-Hawk is a quite popular character now in AE. But Hakan just. I really thought that the buffs they gave him were really appropriate. I thought they was going to be, he was going to be viable. I wasn't going to say he was going to be top tier viable, but no. Oh well, but in any event. I guess this episode really will be a mini episode. So, I do thank you guys for joining me tonight. And, as for the next show, I really do think that the June 7th show, well, you know, I take that back, because, see, that's the week of E3, so, I mean, it's quite possible that Capcom may reveal something that's, you know, is worthy of conversation, so I might do a show before that. But next week, it's going to be a really busy week for me at work, and I'm going to be really tired, so I may not be doing a show until, yeah, the following week. Of course, if you guys have any suggestions or anything, hit me up at alphaism.com in the comment box. I read all comments. In fact, when you guys write a comment, it goes to my email. So, thank you guys, and have a great holiday weekend. Be safe. We'll talk again soon. All right, folks. Good night.